How'd you live?
Yeah.
Why did you leave? What are you doing? Oh my god, bro.
You talking about you clicked the wrong button.
Right, are they all in here? All right, did it. Don't press that X, man.
Everybody, it's your boy Colin Young Bull, and we got Brandon back, and welcome back to another edition to the Remix Podcast.
Yeah.
Go ahead, say something, Brandon.
All right, babe. Listen, all right, today on the podcast, we got our guest, PMD. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Sam.
I'm Rodney J.
I'm Jordan, man.
Niggas from PMD. This has been in the podcast. This has been in the plan that me and Brandon been talking about for the last few days. So we got to see who we can get on here. And it just so happens we get some niggas that we both cool with and some niggas that can hoop. So welcome to the podcast, y'all.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're going to start off with a question that everybody in the world wants to ask. I mean, everybody in the world is some niggas that want to ask.
Bro, why you say it like that?
Bro,
you about to say something stupid, bro.
No, I ain't gonna say
I already know what they about to ask.
Hey, this ain't a day. This is a college.
I hold on to the stupid stuff until we get the sponsorship. That's when I start going being me for real, but you know, I gotta be scripted.
No, you can't.
nigga,
our sponsor's still about to work no matter what you say. So,
but nah. One of the main questions that I have for y'all. What the fuck does PMD stand for?
Awesome. Bro, it mean promade then, bro.
And how did y'all come up with the name?
Well, Rodney can explain that one. Nah. So I was just thinking, you talking about him. Promade then.
It just clicked
in my head or something.
Don't know what it mean.
Bro, hey, for real though, if y'all want to know what it mean, bro, just search it up, bro.
Exactly, bro. Just Google it.
Everybody just search it up, bro. They don't click on the right site. Y'all don't be looking.
But you know.
You know.
Man, y'all some goofballs, bro. When I quarantine, we day 61 in quarantine. I know everybody everywhere bored.
You been counting?
But you know, everybody.
This nigga acting
counting
like
the days now. Counting the days.
No, down. Bro. Cause like, I was just on the phone with a female earlier, and she talked about posting on her story, and she talked about
Darling, go crazy
day 61.
Yeah.
I'm like, what you mean day 61? She talked about that's how long we've been in quarantine. I'm like, really?
That's when you need
to talk about, bro. The fuck?
Hey! We can't talk
crazy
about that right now. We can't talk about
crazy.
That. Hey, the last time I was crazy. We was talking about females, and I had to choose my words carefully because I wasn't trying to get trolled.
Instantly get exposed.
Yeah, I probably would have told on myself, but you know, I had to chill on that.
But you know,
yeah. Hey, I guess they don't know.
Know how those ones go.
But nah, but we gonna get to another question. Everybody that's on this pod, besides Brandon, well, even Brandon hoop, but all of us can hoop for real. Brandon, not saying Brandon can't hoop, but we all hoop for the team. So out of everybody that's on this podcast, I keep calling this a Zoom call. Out of everybody on this podcast, who is the best hooper out of Pro Maiden?
What make you think they're about to just say themselves?
I mean, I'm going to always say me.
You're right.
But we all know who it really is.
But other than me, I say Mark.
Safe.
No, real talk. Y'all be sleeping on Safe because y'all think he's short, bro.
Yeah, Safe's a demon.
Him and Devin, bro. Like, they can hoop for real.
Terrence, it sounds like you're trying to say that Safe is just a Chaldean version of Bryce.
Basically.
Pretty much. I'm telling you, bro.
I mean, he did beat me in a 1v1. No cap.
Y'all heard it here first.
10 foot.
He tried up for the team. Hey, he would not lie.
Me too, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
He beat me on 10 foot. No cap.
Bro, Safe is nice like that. No,
and he shoots straight half court shot.
Wait till nice Devin. Like wait till y'all see Devin at trials next year. He's about to be a movie.
Yeah. Say what type of movie though?
That's another question I was gonna ask y'all. Like for Rodney and Terrence, Like, I know y'all was mad about what happened this past season. But I already
I wasn't mad.
Well, I already know Rodney felt some type of way.
It kind
of
hurting me. It kind of hurting me a little bit. But you know.
But you know.
But,
are y'all looking forward for the season to start back this, like, when we go back to school?
I mean, fuck no if I don't make the team.
Man, if I don't get my minutes in.
Yeah, because me and Judah and Jermaine started the Jermaine. Triple B. Me, Judah, and Jermaine started the Triple B, the Bench Bitch Boys.
Hey, yeah.
I just need dude to stop playing with my minutes. He trying to play me like I'm weak.
Bro, see, the problem I had was, see, Olin, he's so wishy-washy, and it's like, I'm going to always use Braden as an example. Braden, look, it's not even me trying to hold him because he's white, bro. It's just, I look at him.
He's trash.
He's trash.
He's trash. All he do is run around the court. He's trash. ain't no, I'm not trying to be, no, he's trash.
So, Rod, what you trying to say is.
He's trash. That's what I'm trying to say. He's trash. Oh, my.
All I'm saying is I don't want to be the nigga that only play on senior night. That's all I'm saying.
Jermaine!
Oh, my God.
Right. It sounds like what you're trying to say is that Braden is our white version of Tony Snell from the NBA.
Dude
plays 32 minutes and has zero stats.
Oh, my
zero
God,
bro. He's just out there running around.
I mean, Madison.
cross.
I mean, we could talk about a bunch of people that got crossed, but we ain't gonna we gonna hold that for another basketball thing. I can go in on Dorian.
on his birthday though.
on his birthday.
Man, I don't care. Man, I don't care if you a female, you getting dogged out. Birthday or not, it could be Hanukkah. You get dropped.
You don't celebrate.
I ain't gonna cap. I'm his teammate. I'm on the court talking about wow, got dropped. And then I'm in the same sentence. I'm talking about that should be me out there. But then again, if I was in Dorian position, I'd probably just want to sit on the bench because I ain't trying to be dropped by nobody.
Oh my God!
Come on, by a ponytail,
Shawn Michaels. Stop the damn match. But nah, you know, it's crazy because basketball is a big thing for all of us, whether people believe that or not. Everybody on this call can like hoop. So it's like I use this as a lesson. Nobody's spot is guaranteed. Nobody's spot is safe. Which means,
I mean, James spot guaranteed for sure.
What everybody don't understand is you can't compare yourself to somebody else on the team. Like, you only can be you. You can only play the way you play. And it just depends. Like, if you're very talented and you producing, then yeah, you're going to get clocked. But it's like, in the coach's mind, they know who they want to be their guy. The parents know who they want to be their guy. Not like how I looked at it was me, like I was playing at the beginning, then my minutes started declining, and then same thing was going on with Sam. But then, you know, the coaches they be on, and then Judah, too.
I don't get what happened with me though, because I'm sitting here, I'm getting buckets, getting my minutes dropping every time. I get sick, he think I'm injured. Nigga, you gonna put me back in the man? Hold on. Let me chill out.
Man, the game that pissed me off the most was I had got that concussion like a couple games before. No, it was a couple practices before we played Grosse Pointe North. And really, I wasn't even supposed to play that game. And then Ola was like, well, are you sure you can't play? Or you want to go out here and get this dub? And I'm like, well, in my mind, I'm like, we about to get this dub. Go out there, you hit my face again, another concussion. Can't do nothing for 2 days. See, that this basketball team is like a slave. It's like a slave playing turkey. You go out there, you play your heart out. Again, as soon as you get hurt,
and never play again.
Exactly, and they'll replace you. So it's like,
And then we over here get replaced by niggas that's not hooping.
Braden,
I just want to know. All I want to know is,
why did he start him when y'all versus De La Salle?
I asked myself that same question. As a matter of fact, I asked Olin that question. And you know his response to me was, well, Evan's response was, well, you know, we were doing well. I'm like, nigga, what you mean we've been doing well? He was like, the last few games we've been succeeding, you know.
Well, we would have beat them niggas by even more.
He was basically saying we're not gonna change nothing if it's not an issue. It's so you telling me Brayden out there getting worked by every nigga he guard is not an issue. He can't guard nobody out there positions 1 through 5.
Again, it's crazy because they kept pinning him in the game too.
Like that's crazy. I go in for 60 seconds, come right the fuck back out. Hey, you need a break? Come sit down. We're gonna get you right back in. And then never go back in.
Hey, you're gonna get back in when it's me and 1 minute Judah left in the fourth quarter.
Me and Judah was the only two people that did not start at all. And I told Evan on Black and during Black History Month, I said, Evan, this makes no sense how I'm still one of the few black kids to never have a start. He was like, what you mean? I said, man, it's Black History Month. He was like, what you mean? I'm like, it's Black History Month. He's like, your point? And I'm like, my point is, how is that this team got the majority of black people and not every black person on this team is started? That's my point. He talked about, well, your time is coming next year. My man, fuck all that.
Fucking next year.
Exactly. He after the last game, he gonna say, time for next year. I almost said, don't talk to me, nigga. I'm not playing. But, man.
I was trying to transfer, too. Man. I told mom, I said, mom, I hit him with the RDC. I said, tell my mom, pack up. We gone.
Yeah, after the last game, the dude, he was talking about, Coach Olin was talking about how everybody played trash. Then he seen my mama instantly start changing up his words.
What's crazy was we was in the locker room after the De La Salle game. He wanted to come in there and the Rizzy start going off, but then want to start crying, fake crying. Dude should have won an Emmy Award Oscar performance for Best Actor of the Year.
This is the worst time of year.
For most emotional moment, he talked about, you know, I'm going to miss the senior. Most of the senior.
No, what he meant to say is he going to miss Dennis because he don't fuck with nobody else.
That's basically what you were trying to say. Because, see, what ended up happening was before, like, this corona thing, we was going to have a banquet. Some of the moms for the team was trying to do, like, put together some, like, entertainment, I guess. And they had, like, a writing contest between the seniors about basically explaining how they, like, what made them fall in love with the game and how they think they played during the season. My mom got to reading Jermaine's letter. I'm talking about,
what'd he say?
He said, I'm not going to get into all of it because we're not here for that, but I just remember the main important stuff where he was like, you know, my junior year, I didn't get that much clock, which was understandable. And he was like, you know, I wasn't mad, but he was like, I was really looking forward to my senior year being my year. And I sit there listening to her read that out loud. And I said, imagine if Jermaine would have read his paper out loud. In front of 100 plus people. In front of Olin and all the coaches talking about how this year was supposed to have been his year. And this dude was in the same position as me. Not playing. Dude, I'd be mad too.
Imagine. I want to know what would Olin be looking like hearing him read that, though.
That's what I'm saying. You know how stupid Olin would be if he heard Jermaine say that?
Like, bro, I will get up and start beating. Bro,
hold on. Because Jermaine is not that trash to even got that type of treatment. No,
and what's crazy was nobody on the team, well, except Jaden. Nobody on the team, and Brady, nobody on the team was trash like that to not be playing.
Except for Sydney.
Chill.
Who?
Sydney.
Who?
So I guess act like he don't know nobody.
Wait, did Sydney start and you didn't?
He had to start for senior night, bro. He had to. And what's crazy was it seemed like as soon as I stopped dunking, that's when my PT was gone. Soon as I stopped doing that Blake Griffin shit, Rodney was calling me during open gyms.
Man, what Blake Griffin shit?
I had tried going up and dunk off the two and Rodney on the side talking about,
oh, yeah, right, he tried to do some crazy shit.
And it seemed like Olin was going for that, but as soon as I stopped dunking for real, he talked about, all right, I don't think we gonna play him. And what's crazy was one of the games that I like
should have dunked. Should have dunked.
Lance Cruz, Ford, bro. I had scored against Lance Cruz. Ron never respected me before a day in my life. This dude gonna shake my hand during the timeout. And they go look at me and be like, I'm proud of you. I'm sitting here looking at my dad. I'm like, look at this old nigga. Trying to shake my hand. But so what y'all been on since quarantine been going on? Because I know
y'all literally playing the game.
Every single day for the whole entire, man.
All right, well, now let me ask you this. Have any of y'all at least once gone outside to hoop and try to perfect y'all craft?
Nah. I mean, I go outside.
I go outside and shoot around.
I mean, I woke my dog.
He don't even have a dog.
That's all I know, this nigga was lying. He talking about, yeah, I ain't coming to none of y'all.
Yeah, I went out there.
Like everyone. But nah, see, I feel like y'all should use this time, not me in no way, shape, or form trying to tell y'all what to do. I feel like y'all should use this downtime to try to perfect y'all game, because y'all got to look at it as an opportunity and y'all got to capitalize on it. Because me, I've been over here down there every day trying to do something different that I can do better when we go back to school. Because it's like, if we go back to basketball with Olin and them the way we left, nobody's going to be successful, and we're going to be that same team that was getting dropped off by 40 points at home.
No, y'all got dropped off by 40 points. If I don't I ain't get dropped off.
You saying y'all, like, that didn't happen when you was in the game playing against Romeo.
No, I wasn't.
Because we got dropped off at home by Romeo.
No, that wasn't by no 40 points.
And Brother Rice, speaking with Sam and Judah, did y'all get the schedule for who we supposed to be playing this year?
Nope.
He didn't send y'all that?
No. I'm about to lead them group chats.
I started to lead a group chat. I text the group chat out of the blue one day just to make sure everybody's great. Olin instantly start wing sucking me and text me outside the group chat, talk about here's a schedule of who we gonna be playing. Like, nigga, I didn't already seen the schedule. You should have never sent the shit to James. Like, You told James,
I know we about to be playing a Christmas game.
You told James before anybody else. You did you not think he was gonna come?
Y'all really about to be in a Christmas? Y'all really? That's crazy.
We about to be playing. I know we team Rochester. We be able to play them niggas. Them niggas suck.
Well, we played Rochester before and we beat them at their school on JV.
They suck.
Playing Country Day.
Who was over here flicking a joystick?
Somebody try harder.
I sure was in a mic for a month.
I just want to know who's going to be on the team.
You know, the team.
But I guess we're going to find out.
No, it ain't no find out, because if you think about it, come on, let's all be realistic. Everybody who was on the team this past season is still on the team. Unless you just somehow, some way start playing like Sydney and just be horrible out of nowhere. Or your grades is terrible. Well, I'm not even going to say grades, because you can have terrible grades and still play.
For these incoming varsity players, you will get your ass tooled out by a nigga. Oh, God. I'm not going for none of that this year.
Man, I'm
– last dance, nigga.
I've been trying to work on my bounce. I'm about to start doing this shit Mark doing. The only difference is I'm about to start throwing that shit through my legs.
I'm about to come back. I'm about to come back 6'1", windmill dunks.
Have any of y'all grew? I knew I grew a couple inches since we've been at home.
Man, I don't got no KD.
I feel like I'm taller walking around the house.
Right.
Shit, I feel it.
My dad's 6'1", and I'm taller than him.
So what that
means? That means I at least got to be 6'2", 6'3".
You definitely 6'8".
Stick my hands up. I'm 7'11". Say nah. But I'm gonna ask y'all a question. So, what do y'all be doing? Like, when y'all go hang out, like, what do y'all do? Like, y'all just go driving around?
We going straight dummy missions. We just go see what happens. Whatever happens.
So y'all be acting like Michael, Trevor, and Franklin from GTA. Yeah, y'all just be
living,
cruising around.
We just be doing shit.
Get into some.
So out of everybody in PMD, who gets the most hoes?
Probably,
I say safe.
All right,
Henry signed me, but sneaky. No, he a ninja.
Judah not even in here no more. That's what's crazy. Yeah. I don't know where he disappeared. He got dusted. Who had the Infinity Gauntlet and snapped this nigga off the line?
But for real though, I got a question for y'all. Real quick, don't lie. Did y'all hear about what Judah has?
What they say he had.
Judah?
Yeah. Yeah. Did anybody tell y'all about what they say? I feel like y'all talking about
it.
Yeah.
Just to put this out there, he do not have that.
On God.
Judah do not have that shit on God.
Because I remember before we even had quarantine, it was going around talking about Judah got something. I'm like, Judah?
Judah, are you sure y'all talking about Judah? I'm like, that could not be. They be lying on Judah for no reason, knowing he Mexican.
What made y'all want to come on here on the podcast?
Terrence?
I mean, try something new.
Do something different this quarantine.
Me, I look at it, if you got more than 2-3 bodies, man.
Come on, that's child talk.
That's child play.
For a dude, it's different. If you a female, man, I don't know what to tell you.
But that shit oddly peculiar.
It really ain't. And I'm seeing her watching everybody's story on Snapchat. Like, Cleve, shout out to my man Cleve. Dude, Cleve was a professional cheater.
Hold on.
Dude really posted talking about this is how you cheat on your girl. Talk about make her contact ID the settings logo and change her name to settings. And when she texts you, I would never do something like that. So yeah. Sam saying loyal, faithful black men don't cheat.
Or you just don't talk to females at all. But I'm not gay, so don't play
that. Yeah, that's another one.
Brandy, you got any questions you would like to ask PMD?
No, not really.
Hey, can we go follow you on Instagram?
Well, hey, bro, we
Rod TV.
Bro, damn, you ready to get off here already? Because that's what we.
No, I'm just saying it, man.
Bro, I keep saying out. That, but we normally do that at the end, bro.
We got more to talk about.
Yeah, bro, take your gym shoes off and put your boots on, bro.
Man. I haven't had no gym shoes on in a long time. They been off
for months. I don't even remember how they feel no more.
I just had the phone. I'm talking about, man, I ain't wore these in, I feel like, in years when I really just bought them. But nah, this episode is about y'all. So what do y'all want to talk about?
Anything you want to talk about?
Bro.
But, bro, see, here's the thing. I talk a lot as it is, and I know y'all niggas are tired of hearing my voice, so it's like, y'all, it's time for y'all to talk.
Yeah, we is. But, like, it don't matter.
I mean, we come here with some topics.
Right, I will come find you, and okay. I will hit you with a predator missile, bro. Keep playing with me.
All right, all right, here we go. Top 3 point guards
in the league.
Kyrie, Dame, and somebody else.
Are we talking about like they could be injured or they got to be?
They could be injured.
All right, so you know I don't like this nigga, Steph Curry. just for the simple fact of he's a 2-time unanimous MVP.
That shit is crazy.
And on top of it all, he's changed the way many people might not ever believe it, but he's changed and influenced so many basketball players to this day. That's why I always watch Flight when he talk about the look at Curry, man. So it's
look at Curry, man.
He made that a thing. The look at Curry, man. But yeah, Steph Curry, just for the simple fact that he's a 2-time unanimous MVP, and he's changed the league when it comes to 3-point shooting. Most teams before he came to the league, most teams wasn't shooting more than 18 threes a game. Since Curry been in the league, most teams averaging shooting 36 threes a game or more. That's crazy. So he's for sure crazy.
Kyrie next to.
For me, Kyrie is top five. He ain't top five.
Unguardable. Mm. Name one nigga that guard Kyrie.
I mean,
that can guard Kyrie. Westbrook.
And that's seen what it's no. Listen, you just said Curry was up there, but you seen what Kyrie do to Curry every time they play.
Yeah, that's true, and I agree with that. But I'm looking at it from a realistic standpoint. Yeah, you can be unguardable.
Look, listen. Are we talking about best point guard skill wise, or are you talking about like changing the game type?
I'm talking about overall. When we do debates like that, I'm looking at it overall, like skill wise. What they do, what they bring to the table.
Man, I don't care about what they bring to the table. I just care if who dropping who off.
I mean, Kyrie brings stuff to the table too because he hit that game winner when LeBron won.
But LeBron got that block to set up Kyrie to get that.
It's basically if LeBron didn't get the block,
they would have.
And if
Kyrie would have hit the three.
And if LeBron wasn't on that team, and if Kyrie didn't average a triple double,
it can go both ways. Everything y'all saying, so it really
it can't go both ways, Sam. Because I'm gonna put it to you like this: without Kyrie, LeBron still got to the finals without Kyrie.
But he got swept in the finals without Kyrie.
Okay, so what has Kyrie done since he's left LeBron? Not a damn thing.
And what has LeBron done by himself?
When he was with Boston,
he definitely was gonna win this year.
Let himself be by himself because he know he's not like that.
You said what?
He's not like Kobe.
When he first
Kyrie left LeBron
so he can go be the man of his
team. He didn't say he was about to go win a championship.
He said he wanted
that. Didn't work.
He's not ring chasing. If you the top guy of the team, that means you supposed to be.
He's not ring chasing. They winning. They just not winning the playoffs. I don't even remember the last time he played in the playoffs.
If they not winning the playoffs, and they ain't winning no rings,
last time he played in the playoffs, they lost to Giannis because he's on the Celtics. Them niggas suck.
Okay, but you making it seem like the Celtics is trash.
Them niggas was playing terrible.
The better team between the Celtics and the Bucks is the Celtics. No, it's not.
Nigga, the Bucks had 60. Man, they had 60 wins
because of Giannis. You take away
nigga, he's on the Bucks.
Take away Giannis. How many wins are they taking away?
He's on the team.
No, because look,
the Raptors took away Giannis. You seen what happened?
That's because Raptors have a Giannis stopping ass nigga, Kawhi Leonard.
Team compared to team, who do the Celtics have?
Jason Tatum, he's not guarding no Giannis.
All right, though.
Come on, now.
LeBron, the best player in the league, and he can guard LeBron. And you tell me he can't guard Giannis.
LeBron is the best player in the league, but he's not Kobe. So he's not winning. Nobody in the league is winning a championship by themselves, bro. You can't even put Kobe in the championship by yourself no more. So I don't know why y'all talk about Kyrie can't win a championship by himself. No one in the league is winning a championship by themselves.
Yes, you can.
Nick, bro. Kawhi just did it.
Think about what
Shaq just said before Kobe passed. But when they had that interview together on the NBA channel, if you the finals MVP,
Kawhi, he was versus straight one-man teams. Like, fucking Curry wasn't playing. I mean, Curry was playing. Them niggas got injured.
Klay Thompson got hurt in the finals. That wasn't a one-person team.
I ain't gonna lie. If KD and Klay wasn't injured, they would not have won
that
final.
That's true.
He got bailed out.
Kawhi played against one-man teams when that's not true. That's because Klay Thompson got injured.
Yeah. That is true.
No, because Klay Thompson
that
played,
is true.
Klay Thompson played them first three games in the finals.
Yeah, and that's when they was winning.
The series was about even.
Exactly, it was even. It was just.
Exactly, it was even.
They had a harder time. The Raptors had
Pascal Siakam. He was hooping that.
He was hooping. But if you the Finals MVP, that you are the reason why that team won.
Nigga, but okay, go back to the injury part though. If they didn't get injured, they would not have won.
That's true. KD would have been healthy. KD was going to win Finals MVP.
So people are not winning championships.
You seen what he did? You seen what he did when he first came back? You seen what he did when he first came back? He walked up the court three.
Got shot. By
I mean, but we ain't talking about that though. We ain't talking about that though. But we ain't talking about that though.
Sam, his question was who was, or somebody's question was who was top three.
That was Karen's question.
Oh well,
that was mine.
It's Curry, Westbrook, and Dame.
That nigga just said Westbrook.
I don't know about Westbrook,
bro.
No.
Get the hell on.
I don't know about
all,
that. I say
all around.
I say
around.
Kyrie, all Dame, and
all around.
Kyrie, Dame, and all Kyrie, around. Dame, look, and Curry, look, bro. Look. I don't like Curry, bro.
I don't like him either, but
bro, you have to, bro.
You don't have to like him,
cold,
but you
gotta
respect
say
the
like
game.
Something.
You don't have to like the player.
You
gotta
respect,
you gotta respect
him,
the
bro. All right, then I say Kyrie, Dame, and Curry.
Bro, y'all
or
know
you
I do not
James
mess
Harden
with the Warriors.
James Harden.
That's what I was about to say because he played point guard basically.
But when him and Westbrook are the ball 24/7, Westbrook's running point. And like I said, I'm looking at it all around wise. Westbrook. Is an all around player,
but what has Westbrook been doing?
As well,
what has Westbrook been doing?
Average a triple double. That's about it,
bro.
That nigga don't
what
have.
What has Kyrie been doing before he got injured?
That nigga don't have a strap.
He don't gotta have a strap.
Wait, what was who doing before they got injured?
You talking about what was Westbrook doing? What was Kyrie doing before
dropping
he got
50
injured?
Points, yeah. Nigga,
and was still losing, and was still losing.
Nigga, he won. He had 54. He had 54
that
points.
That first game,
like
bro,
three
when
times.
They played Minnesota and he had
nigga,
50,
about the
and
first
he started doing that street ball move at the end.
Who you know debut first game of the year, 50 points?
Who do you know that does not get an all-star spot and starts dropping 50 and 40 points consistently after that?
Who was you talking about?
Bradley.
Bradley Beal. Bro, you go from talking about Westbrook.
Bradley Beal is cold. Bro. I don't care what nobody say. Bradley Beal cold.
Hey, real talk. This is a real question. If throwback PG, all right, let's say PG never got injured and he plays like he plays for the Pacers, would he be a top three small forward?
Yes. He would probably be ahead.
You
he
say
would probably be ahead of Kawhi because he got a little better.
That's his only chance is being ahead of Kawhi.
Because he can play defense and he can score. Like yeah.
And PG got a little better jumper than Kawhi do.
Now let's say
and
let's
he can
say
dribble
this.
Better than him.
I feel like the handles is about even.
Now, let's say if KD and Kyrie come out next year and they win a ring, does KD pass LeBron?
I don't think they win a ring.
No.
Does KD pass LeBron?
No, he does not. Because it's still that fact that KD sold to the Warriors and then went and joined the Warriors. He was up 3-1.
I just
want to
see if the Nets gonna win a ring.
You can't put that. You can't put that 3-1 on him, though. It was
Westbrook was selling.
Westbrook played terrible the last game.
And this is what I was just watching earlier on the Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp show where they was talking about this. Can't see that's a kind of unfair statement because if nobody was complaining about Westbrook being a ball dominant player. When KD was there, when they was winning against the Warriors, nobody should be complaining when they was losing. Because they won three games in a row, and nobody said nothing about Westbrook being a ball.
And he starts missing shots. If you making them, nobody going to complain. This nigga starts missing every single shot.
KD was missing too.
KD's a god.
All right.
Yeah, I don't like him, but yeah, he cold. He cold for real. Man.
I respect the player, but the person is a whore, bro. This dude got he got 7 burner accounts on Twitter. Who y'all top three guards in the league right now?
James Harden,
top three. James Harden, Bradley Beal, Klay Thompson,
Bradley.
Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I read that too. I say James Harden, Bradley Beal, Klay Thompson.
I feel like I'm missing somebody.
Thompson.
I know it's somebody out there that's probably
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker.
Yeah.
Got to be in there.
Yeah.
He got to be in there instead of Klay.
Nah.
Devin Booker
give Klay way more buckets.
Klay got to be in there over Devin Booker. Mm-hmm. Klay got to be in there over Devin Booker.
What?
You broke the record for most three.
Bro,
points.
He is not
if
more
anything,
skilled than
for most three-pointers
in the game.
Yeah, that bro, he's a skilled
that's
shooter,
all he
bro.
Do, spot-up shooter.
Devin Booker can do all that.
But if that's the case, then we got to put Devin Booker as a point guard. Because if we talking about shooting guard, then
listen,
shooting,
Terrence,
my nigga.
Shooting guard,
Klay Thompson got
certified
that.
Certified as a you have to spot-up shoot. Nigga, you can still be cold, bro.
Because really,
and nigga Kobe was a shooting guard, and he wasn't no spot up shooter. Shooting guard.
Allen Iverson was more of a one,
but he was a two.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I did not know that Allen Iverson was a shooting guard. I always thought he was a point guard.
They had him listed as shooting guard, but he was really their point guard.
Talking about Donovan Mitchell.
Nah. Have y'all been watching The Last Dance? So,
yeah.
So do y'all say that Jordan is better than Bron? Or because I'm still saying,
bro, you
Jordan will always be better than LeBron.
We've been trying to argue this with me, bro.
I like
Jordan
LeBron.
Was on some.
Look,
I
Jordan
love,
was on
some.
No,
freak, I love LeBron. Bro. I love.
He's different.
Y'all see
I like
what
LeBron,
he was
doing,
bro. Look, Jordan and LeBron are the only two people to win an MVP, the Finals, and the Finals MVP within the same year. Him and LeBron are the only two to do it. And y'all.
Yeah, but I still think Jordan better, and I like LeBron. But
Jordan
look
is
what
not
he was
better
doing,
than
bro. Look at
not. What was Jordan? Hey, what was happening to Jordan every time before when he was playing against the Pistons? It was getting worked.
But when he came back, then what happened?
Rod left the group.
When he came back the next time, what happened?
They did win.
Came back and beat them.
But LeBron was carrying his team to the finals.
Let's be real. If LeBron played them,
played
he would win.
Hell no.
No. Or the bad boys. The bad boys.
They would have beat LeBron ass.
Okay then. So then you can't say look what the Pistons were doing to him. If that's the case, look what the Warriors did to him.
But LeBron still made it to the finals though. Look, because I'm talking
Jordan about won more finals.
That's
than
because
LeBron.
They wasn't in his conference.
You saying it like that. But then we put it as to who got more rings. Then really, Bill Russell is better.
But
than
no, but Bill Russell has coaching.
No,
rings.
Ain't no. But
he
no,
has coaching.
Bill Russell
rings.
Has 11. Bill Russell
this
has
dude
11.
Has coaching
so
rings.
Looking at rings.
But look who he exactly. was! Look who he was playing!
Pure nigga
look
that
who he was
look
playing!
Nigga, look who Jordan after basketball. That whole Pistons team crumbled. Look who Jordan was playing.
Nigga, okay, what you mean? He was playing. He playing people like Gary Payton and Sean Kemp.
Was it Kareem? It was Kareem, right? Kareem was
sitting here playing Charles Barkley, going crazy, dropping 30,
an
40
MVP
every game.
Who's never won a ring?
Playing.
He playing Karl Malone most points,
and that's because of the team he was on.
Let me ask you a question. Colin, would you rather go to a girl's house six times and smash all six times, or go eight times and only smash three?
Yeah. Well, when you put it like that.
Jordan went to her house six times, smashed all six times.
Is it the same female or is it six?
Smashed all six times.
It don't matter.
It's not like Jordan played the same team every time he went to the
finals. He didn't go against the same team every time he went to the finals.
Right, so I'm asking Brandon, is it the same female or is it
no? All right, if we call the females the teams, then it's different. It's different females.
Oh, well,
exactly.
I'm going to six for six.
Then that's then
the
just
time,
pick.
If you go eight times, and you only get three. You still got five more times to get in those.
You went five more times and failed,
man. Exactly. That's
what
he
was
doing. Eight times, fail five.
This nigga lost to the
Mavericks. Look who he was playing.
The Warriors was one female.
He lost to the Mavericks.
Colin, he had D Wade. He had D Wade and Bosh. He had D Wade and Bosh.
You can't say anything. Do not say Chris Bosh. Don't even say.
Bro,
don't
you
even
lost
go
to Dirk.
It was the D Wade. It was a D Wade LeBron team. Don't say Chris Bosh.
Okay, man. We gonna act like Chris Bosh wasn't still putting up 15, 20 points.
Right,
and then lost to the Spurs,
bro. He lost to the Mavericks because that's the first time him, D Wade, and Bosh went to the finals.
Them niggas was not supposed to kill them like that, though.
The Mavericks, the fucking Mavericks.
That boy Dirk was going crazy with a cold,
bro. He's not LeBron. He should not be losing to no Dirk and the Whiskey. That's true, but look at what Dirk was doing.
But he did have Jason Terry and Jason Kidd.
If you use Jason Terry, then you using Chris then Chris Bosh is way better than Jason Terry.
But y'all making it seem like LeBron just lost to the Mavericks, like the Mavericks wasn't cold at that time. All right,
but you know,
they was old.
We changed the subject too fast. You was just saying how you see the teams that Michael Jordan was versus. Them is better teams than what LeBron versus.
I feel like they're about even.
But you
from the teams in the West that Jordan was playing, from the teams that from the West that LeBron was playing, they is about even.
Nah.
Mm-mm. The teams in the West back then would kill them.
Bro, LeBron went to the finals 8 times. He only lost, bro.
Jordan
is the youngest player.
Jordan would destroy the Warriors in the finals.
To take that team to the finals.
Jordan will destroy the Warriors in LeBron? The finals. I mean,
okay, so
them.
Which Warriors is we talking
they
about?
They wouldn't be able to handle him, bro.
Nine Warriors, or we talking about with KD? Because
either, right. I'm talking about
Jordan
both.
Is not, bro, I'm sorry. And I respect Jordan. I don't like the Warriors, but Jordan is not dropping off the Warriors, bro. With KD, he's not dropping off.
Who going to stop him?
KD.
Who going to stop him?
KD not going to stop him. KD not going to stop him.
Score. No, he not.
He going to score. He going to keep up with him, but he ain't going to stop him.
He's not going to stop him. Bro, Jordan is six, what, six?
You talking about height, like Clay, this nigga's not floating
right.
Here.
It don't matter.
KD's
exactly.
Foot and is throwing that, bro.
He gone. KD can't handle Jordan in his ear all game for 7 games straight.
I think it's different.
And
LeBron lost to the Mavericks, and the Phoenix team with Charles Barkley in them was definitely better than the Mavericks that LeBron lost to. They was definitely better.
Charles Barkley was literally cold as fuck.
Right, putting up 50, 60 in the playoffs.
Y'all niggas trying to get here, bro. LeBron
bro,
is better.
It's than okay.
It's not okay, bro.
He's up there, bro. He's up there, but he's
y'all,
not
y'all,
the
y'all going
there,
after
bro.
Somebody who has said, fuck them kids and they kids too.
Listen, I don't care about the person.
Bro,
I
now
care
you
about
talking
the
about kids. Not only
exactly.
Not only that, look how Michael Jordan was acting towards his teammates.
Fuck them niggas.
Okay, he wanted to
he
win.
He wanted to be
he
the
wanted
best.
To win. That's all he cared about
there's,
was
there's
winning.
There's nothing wrong with being.
He wanted to be the best.
To be the best, but it's about how you go about it. It's about how you go about
no,
it.
No, do anything to be the best.
So
you'll do anything exactly.
If you
really
the best,
win that bad, you'll do anything.
So basically, what you're saying is you'll step on somebody's toes to be the best.
Yeah.
That ain't respect.
Yes, if you truly want,
I'm not respected, but I'm still the best.
We not talking about you.
I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying in general.
Exactly. Who's going to
care?
Care.
They're
the
best.
They don't care.
That you the best.
Who cares about your respect? It's five other people that respect him way more than you respect him.
I feel that. But it's just like if you willing to step on your brother's toes to get far in life, that's not respectable. That's what KD did. KD stepped on Westbrook's toes and went to the Warriors to get them 2 rings.
Yeah.
But he still got
them 2 rings. But at the end of the day, he still got them 2 rings, yep. And he's still a top 2 small forward in the NBA.
That is true. So are y'all putting KD?
And at the end of the day, it's nothing you can say about it.
You said what?
Y'all, all right, just to make sure.
You said KD in front of LeBron, though.
No, I'm asking, would y'all put KD in front of LeBron? All right.
I mean, they both give each other buckets, but
because no great defensive player is stopping a great offensive scorer. That's not happening. If all you can do is score and all you can do is play defense, you can't stop nobody. All they can do is just score. You can't stop that.
Who did Dennis Rodman say he'll lock up?
Dennis Rodman said he'll lock up LeBron.
He's trying to say LeBron don't have no moves.
He tripped.
He don't need to have no moves.
LeBron
is big as hell.
260 will run through anybody.
Nah,
I ain't gonna say Michael Jordan.
He might get a couple stops,
but he's not coming. He's not. He's not.
Gonna he's not about him. To lock him down. He said LeBron would score 0 points.
Nah.
He would make LeBron mentally quit. Nah, bro, that ain't happening. Y'all both 6'8", but then again, this dude is a football player, and we are blessed to see that this dude is hooping instead of playing football.
Could have went to both leagues. That's crazy.
Right.
That shit crazy.
Yeah,
in high school.
Did
y'all see that ESPN top 10? Like the top 10 basketball players of all time?
I ain't seen that.
They was talking about how some people were saying how Steph should be in front of
they
KD.
Got They got Shaq at number 10, real Kobe at number 9.
If you were
Tim Duncan, number 8, Larry Bird.
I know people was killing
me. Wilt Chamberlain, Magic Johnson, Bill Russell, Kareem, LeBron, and then Mike. I know everybody was upset about that Kobe one, having Kobe at number 9.
Kobe at 9.
Kobe should have been
top 5. But real talk, bro, if you were center, if you were center, bro, you should not, like, look at Wilt. Bill, all of them, they should not be on the
top 10. It's so long ago, bro. Like, they ain't even know. They was just.
I understand y'all point. I agree with y'all, but y'all got to look at it from statistic-wise. Yeah, they centers, and they not supposed to be in no top 10, let alone a top 5. But y'all got records that will never be beaten.
Look how they got their buckets.
From posting up.
I think he is still hooping.
Will Chamberlain is still hooping.
Would I be seeing that the shit that looked fake? That shit looked crazy. That nigga was a god. Come on, he's snatching the ball out the air.
I'm about 60, 23.
He was going against short white people, so.
Running down the court.
23, 14.
Right, dribble. I'm saying that.
Exactly.
That's another 100 points in the game record will never be broken.
This man is going down the court in 2 dribbles. What the, bro? That's not even fair.
But then again, that's another thing. You can't compare him to players that are playing a new generation, bro.
Sure, white people. That was the first.
I'm just looking at what he. I guarantee what he was doing, like physically.
How he was bullying people.
Yeah, the shit he was doing that to everybody in
the league today. And
yeah, I feel like he'd still be a great center. He'd still be a Hall of Fame center if he played now.
I feel like Bill Russell, for me.
But he wouldn't be at the place he's at.
Shaq should have been ahead of Bill Russell. If we talk about center, Shaq should have been ahead of Bill Russell.
Yeah, Bill Russell, I don't think he was doing nothing special.
Shaq should have been
Bill Russell, yeah, you got 11 rings, but we talking about which center cannot be guarded. Shaq cannot be guarded.
Man, yeah. I know y'all seen that one video.
That's only Shaq.
This man was bullying that one dude.
He's sitting here moving.
Oh, yeah.
David Robinson. He's sitting here and pushing.
That was the general.
And it looked like he jumped from far as hell.
And he used steroids.
Yeah, I forgot about that too.
Still couldn't stop him.
That's crazy.
He's really the only true unguardable center for
him. I'm sick how Rodney and Judah just got.
Yeah.
That's crazy though. I feel like AI should have been in top 15, top 20. They did AI
too. Michael Jordan with the
AI was like top 30. It's not top 30, top 45. They had the nerve to put Westbrook and Harden in the top 50. Matter of fact, they put Kawhi in the top 30. Kawhi is a top 20 player. If not
James Harden gonna go up, bro.
I think
that nigga way too cold to not be top 20.
He cold, but he'll never win. The way him and Westbrook played, they'll never win.
Yeah, they not gonna win.
Him and Westbrook are another AI and Charles Barkley.
They're great. They're MVP caliber players, but they'll never win a ring.
I don't even know what type of player James Harden need to win.
James Harden needs somebody it's that's like, gonna play defense, who can rebound, and who can also score the ball, and who can also
be efficient
scoring the ball.
It's like James Harden trying to be the Jordan. He wants to be the guy that's going for the 60 while he got everybody
game.
Else.
Going for the 50, 60 point games. That's what he's going for. But what he got to realize.
He want everybody else to play defense.
You can't be the only one not playing defense and then the only score. One having the most points at the end of the game.
Right.
Because that's where the Bulls were successful. Because Jordan stopped scoring all them points, start being more of a teammate. That's when they started winning. But
and we're still playing defense.
Yeah. Second to last thing, our next segment is the music topic. Which y'all be listening to? Like, who do y'all think is like who is y'all favorite rapper, and who do y'all think is the best rapper of this era right now?
I can't even pick a best rapper. Bro, everybody is going
you
crazy
can't
right
pick
now.
A best rapper, bro.
That is true. That is true.
And I mean. It's all based on opinion.
Didn't we just say that on the last episode?
It's not.
It's based on who. It's based off of who you like the most and who you think is the best.
I actually got some comments from last episode cooking on you for what you said about Blueface.
I said Kendrick and J. Cole. I know hey, everybody. I know I got hate from saying that Young Boy wasn't no best rapper.
I know everybody said it.
For what? I had somebody was trying to flame me in the comments for the last episode of the podcast because I said Young Boy was not the best rapper right now. And then when I'm like, he cold. I'm not gonna sit here and like this. Look, I'm not no Young Boy fan. He cold, but it's like you got two number one albums. That's true. Can't nobody take that away from you. At the same time, J. Cole got five number one albums.
Look how long J. Cole been out. But look, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't compare him to J. Cole.
They got
like
two
J. Cole.
Way different
listen to
styles.
Eris is styles, all of that. And listen to what J. Cole grew up around. He grew up around That's listening true. To Tupac and them niggas.
Young Boy grew up listening to Boosie and Lil Fat.
But for real,
but
I just listen to Future.
I can understand everybody else.
To his new shit.
Everybody else's favorite rappers like Uzi. I can understand all that.
We're
talking Roddy Rich.
We're talking about the
Toxic Six, Travis Scott.
I gotta get y'all opinion
on the 6ix9ine thing.
What's y'all opinion on?
You said what?
6ix9ine, bro.
I'm saying like if he was a regular person,
I mean,
I wouldn't be so mad if he snitched. But he like putting himself into all that, like knowing he's always talking about how he would never
he knew.
If it come down to it, you gonna snitch.
Do y'all watch these YouTubers called In the Clutch?
Nah.
Well, one of them dudes had it on channel. And he was talking about it. Like he said the same thing y'all saying. Like it would have been one thing if you wasn't out here claiming that you was a part of a gang. Yeah,
exactly.
You wasn't out here claiming you was part of the betrayal and all of that, bro. Like you would have been straight, but you out here trying to get violent with people. Out here threatening people. What you think was going on?
Exactly. He out here calling hits on Chief.
Right.
Back to him. He's talking. I really don't know how you fuck with those niggas. Like, they ran a train on his baby mama. Hey.
Right. He said that on live. He's like, why am I supposed to be loyal to people that weren't loyal to me? But I'm like, you let them people around your baby mama. You let them people around your family.
And then they said the only reason that he's still number one is because he don't have street nigga fans. He got all the other fans. That's why they not mad about that.
It's trolls. That's why they listening to him. It's the internet. The internet not gonna care.
That nigga's not a gangster. He's
only
just a troll.
That's really in the streets.
He said he understood the street code, and he was like, if I broke the street code and I apologize, but he was like, how am I supposed to be loyal to you if I'm in there, if you can't be loyal to me in the free world?
But he made it like that, bro. That nigga was literally, he was green, my nigga. He was a walking lake.
Because he really didn't
have
to
make himself
with those niggas.
A walking lake.
I saw the music video.
Then he trying to kill himself with Chief Keef. Don't, man.
When I seen his last music video, and he filmed that while being on house arrest, I will give him props for doing that, because I ain't never seen nobody come home the day of their birthday, you come home, film a video, and put it out and get views like that while you on house arrest.
And then he already had all that hype, because niggas didn't even know if he was really out for real. Then he dropped.
That nigga,
I heard he was supposed to got out because he had the corona.
Nigga,
that's what
broke
I heard.
The internet
I heard he was supposed
for
to got out sooner because he had the corona in jail.
Yeah, they doing him a nigga.
They told
him
he can't get out. But the only reason he ain't gonna come out is because he actually killed two people, though.
He really didn't.
Come on, now. Come on, come on. He was talking.
Everybody talk about murdering people in their songs.
But
everybody talking about murder. You can't say it like that.
After that, you go and kill two people. That's not coincidental.
He did say kill a nigga, and it really wasn't coincidental.
No, that's like. that's like saying them talking about robbing, then the robbery happened. You just gonna assume it's them because they was talking about
what
a robbery.
Else is you going off? You can't just assume. Like you can't just pinpoint somebody and say, "Oh, they robbed the bank." But if we over here sitting up here talking about home invading somebody, and then it's on the news talking about somebody just got home invaded, then you put two and two together. Why wouldn't you think it was us that did it?
Yeah,
bro. I just think they just wanted to be him so bad that they ain't gonna let it go. Like, they already did so much.
I turned off his music video when he had rap, bro.
Yeah, they already put so much effort into trying to prosecute him that they're not gonna change.
Come on, Melly.
He just gonna stay guilty.
Bro, I had to turn off the music video for 6ix9ine when he put the rap thing on his face.
He did that.
I turned it off.
He a troll. He don't care that people gonna name him rap.
He proud of that.
Because once you call him a rat, okay.
My nigga is not safe, though. He keep getting his address leaked left and right.
Bro, like, he's not going to be safe for the rat.
Right, bro. You saw that one girl that just leaked his address when he was filming the music video?
This nigga was trying to take a picture instantly. 6ix9ine, bro, right behind me. And then, here's his address.
Dude got kidnapped and got took to his own house and then got robbed there. Like, you know, but, you letting people know.
It was this video of all his cars out in the open. I was like, I know your garage is big enough to put all them cars in there. You basically just want niggas to know where you at.
Exactly.
You
thinking
that you're
going to follow
that. That nigga got set up. He moved.
He moved three houses in one day.
I couldn't do that.
Man. This man is gonna be running for the rest of his
life. He constantly.
I couldn't either. He can't. I don't know why. I don't know why he just don't leave.
He said he came to New York. Like, you putting hits out. Like, you know how many people who feel some type of way that's been in a rap game longer than you and is from New York, and you out here talking about you the king of New York and you out here snitching.
Oh yeah, niggas mad.
I don't know why he said he came to New York, but nigga, Lil TJ for sure not the king of New York. I don't know what he be talking about. I don't even like him. He's not that good.
I fuck with his music, but he not the king.
He's
far from the king. You a 19-year-old kid. You don't know shit about nothing. And I'm not saying I do, but.
Last thing before we got to get out of here. What's y'all opinion? And if y'all do, y'all can say y'all do have them. And if y'all don't, you need to say you don't have them. But what's y'all opinion when it comes to about having hoes?
I'll let y'all take care of this one.
I mean, I feel like if you chilling, as long as you not making them feel like they the one. If you just chilling and talking to them, then I guess I don't know about all that other shit.
You're right, because then it messes up for everybody.
You're talking about that lovey-dovey shit to all of them.
Then you're going to get that stuck in their brain and can't nobody else talk to them because they talk about, well, I talk to somebody like this. He don't talk to you.
But once again, I don't talk to girl, bro, so that don't even matter.
I told Brandon earlier I wasn't going to put this out here, but I'm about to talk about it now. So this one girl that I was talking to probably like 2-3 weeks ago had the nerve to send me a video of her kissing another dude. I couldn't help but laugh.
Man, that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, she's weird.
Bro, and then like, we're crazy. Like, me and her ain't talking like 2 weeks, and she had the nerve to send me a video of her kissing a dude with dreads. And I'm like, that's all good, but like, I still got your nude.
Okay, you ain't have to put that out there.
like, you tested.
Right, now I gotta go edit that out.
We gotta black that out. We gotta black that out.
We gotta edit a bunch of stuff out. I just said stuff that I wasn't even supposed to say. Nah, Terrence, what's your opinion on
Terrence? Nah, bro. Nah, I stay away from
you. He said I ain't gay, though.
But I ain't gay, though. So.
I ain't gonna talk about it, but I ain't gay. All right, well, I want to thank y'all for joining
us. That's right.
Brandon on here. It was an honor to have y'all
here. Yeah, man. The two
of y'all that's left on here. Nah.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, bro, we'll bring y'all back for some one-on-ones if y'all down for that. We don't know. Just coming up with
later in time. We'll see.
Yeah, but go ahead and say y'all ask for y'all Instagram and Snapchat or whatever other social y'all got.
And y'all can follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, me at Snapchat. Juice for up 23.
Yeah, appreciate y'all for having us. It was fun.
And like I said, we'll make sure we get y'all social media accounts out there in the description below.
Good luck.
For everybody.
All right, man.
Appreciate y'all. Catch y'all later.
All right. I'll keep in touch with y'all because I'll be off doing my own thing. But
all right.
This been the Remix Podcast, and we out.